With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says a conversation with Russia's President Vladimir Putin was a good conversation, but not a conversation that will lead to immediate peace in Ukraine. He said Putin told him Russia will have to respond to Ukraine's recent drone attack on its airfields. He added that Putin offered his help in reaching a nuclear weapons agreement with Iran. He said the call lasted about an hour and 15 minutes. The publisher of an upcoming book by a former Biden press secretary claims that she is no longer a Democrat.
Former White House press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has a book out this fall that promises a close look at President Joe Biden's decision not to run for re-election and calls for thinking beyond the two-party system. Legacy Lit says Jean-Pierre has switched her political affiliation to independent after working in two Democratic administrations. Her book titled Independent, A Look Inside a Broken White House Outside the Party Lines, will be released in October. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Federal judge in San Francisco dismissing a lawsuit by the state filed against the Trump administration's tariffs. The judge's decision based on the case not being in the correct jurisdiction. Canadian wildfire smoke causes very unhealthy conditions in some parts of the U.S. and Europe.
Air quality alerts in effect for parts of the country being hit by smoke from the Canadian wildfires. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says.
Again, it's kind of back west, a little bit closer to the source of the fires. So we're talking more like Iowa up into the UP and Michigan, and then the eastern U.S., really anywhere from Georgia to New England, will have some impact.
Canada is having another bad wildfire season, and more than 27,000 people in three provinces have been forced to evacuate. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Guys posing as girls is pushing high school sports into the spotlight.
ESPN does not cover the nation's preps as a rule, but when a boy won two gold medals at the California State Track Championships this past weekend in girls' events amidst protests from parents, the story appeared on ESPN. At the Oregon State Finals, two girls walked off the podium rather than appear with a boy who had taken the gold medal from them, and suddenly local high school sports is a flashpoint in the national debate over the future of female athletics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man who burned a copy of the Quran outside the Turkish consulate in London has been convicted of religiously aggravated public order offense and fined. Free speech groups say the verdict amounts to a violation of freedom of expression. They vow to appeal it. The judge found that the man's conduct was provocative and likely to have caused harassment, alarm, or distress. This is SRN News. The state of Israel and Iran continue to be on edge. The latest from Felice Friedson.
Does Israel have the military ability to destroy the nascent Iranian nuclear machine with or without American assistance has again pushed to the head of the most frequently debated list. Encouraged by President Trump's seeming carte blanche to retaliate as the army sees fit, Israelis were shocked in recent days by the president's shift to negotiating an agreement that falls short of the security bar agreed to by most Israelis. The IAEA has picked up the national pulse with its warning that now opines that Iran needs a mere week to reach 90% enrichment. Another ominous voice, former NSC head Amri Dror, repeated his assessment that Israel can do it alone. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.